Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles welcoming you to another edition. Now, in today's program, I'm going to essentially let you in on a secret. It's amazing how I think the human mind loves a secret, and we kind of prick our ears up when somebody says, "Can I tell you a secret?" Well, it's not really a secret, it's just something that hasn't been revealed up to now. And maybe it'll change the world, but maybe it won't. It probably won't. But if you've been a regular listener to Leader, Manager, Coach, or you know, you follow us regularly, you may or may not be aware that we are around the 300 episode mark. And it was sometime last year, 2023, which is last year if you at the time you're probably listening to this, that after a few conversations and a few deliberations and discussions, I made a decision to make 300 episodes the end of the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, at least for the time being, if not forever. And it wasn't a decision that was made easily. It wasn't a decision that was made lightly, because Leader, Manager, Coach has become a significant part of my life. And I just thought, at the risk of being excessively autobiographical and talking about myself, when the whole idea of Leader, Manager, Coach was to share insights, information, knowledge, wisdom that will help you on your own journey. And I hope that this particular episode does that. And so I just wanted to use this episode to walk through the story of Leader, Manager, Coach, because I think it's got some interesting points in it. I hope it has for you. And it was sometime back in 2017, 2018. I'm not sure exactly if it was 2017 or 2018. I think it was possibly 2017 when the idea of having a podcast about football, leadership, coaching, management struck me as a possible viable thing to do. So having done the due diligence, worked out the costs, the finances, the time, as I tend to do, I dived in. Yes, trepidation. Yes, concern. I'd be laughed at. People snigger, because I wanted it to help me and help my brand as a serious football professional. I didn't know anybody else who was doing a podcast about this subject, and there's great opportunity in that. Nobody else is doing it. There's also great danger. Nobody else is doing that. There's a reason. But I bit the bullet, as they say, and in April 2018, out went the first episode. And I made a commitment that has so far been stuck to, that every single week we would put out an episode on Leader, Manager, Coach. And when I first started, almost 6 years ago, I knew what I wanted to talk about for the first three or four episodes, maybe five or six. I had an idea, the things that floated my boat. And I was advised and spoken to by people who were in the industry who said, if you're passionate about something, just share it. Your tribe will come to you. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I don't care about the results. I don't care about the outcomes. I've done the due diligence. It's workable. It's doable. Nobody else is doing it. In for a penny, in for a pound. This could be the greatest thing I've ever done. And so Leader, Manager, Coach as a podcast came into being. I loved the icon. Bill Shankly's always been up there as probably, possibly, along with the number one heroes in my life. And he, of course, was one of the first episodes, William Shankly. And as I say his name, I look at his photograph on my bookshelf. And I also knew, I just read an amazing book about the All Blacks called Legacy. I thought, this needs sharing. And so, as they say, leader, manager, coach was born. And I invested time and some finances into some recording equipment, which I'm not a techie, don't like tech, not really interested in tech, as long as it works. Learned about audio, settings, all the stuff that I wasn't really interested in. On a kitchen table with bad acoustics, with microphones that were okay. Learned how to send an audio file off to get it edited. Invested money into it and have done ever since. With the dream, as they say, that you can get hundreds and thousands of followers. You can get advertising for your podcast. You can make lots of money from podcasting and become world famous. And I would be telling you a complete lie if I said I wasn't attracted by the possibility of those things. Although the dream was for it to become a means to an end, which is to help me become a better human being, a better coach, a better manager, a better leader, and for it to be something different and something that would help my personal brand. And anything else on top of that, financial, would be a great bonus. But here I stand today doing this possibly goodbye episode, really, or near to. And it, at the moment, has cost me more money than has come back. It has cost me lots of time every week on a consistent, persistent basis, lots of conversations, more than I can probably tot up. But there's that little word, but. I have probably no idea of the volume and the amount of benefits that this has given me in my life and has yet to provide. So I wanted to walk you through a little bit of leader, manager, coach. So that was how it started. Bit of a young kid, although I wasn't a young kid, but I felt like a young kid with a dream. And out went the first few episodes, the basics, the fundamentals. I was going to talk about Shanks, my hero, the All Blacks. Possibly, probably up there with the greatest books I've ever read, Mastery by George Leonard. Floated my boat, needed to talk about it. Another great volume, couldn't put down, proud to have on my bookshelf, The Four Kings. All about Shankly, Ferguson, Steen and Busby. Four Scottish icons of football management. And then I was going to talk about Pep, because he was the flavour of the month. And as I do, I was reading about him and his amazing philosophies and his strategies. And that's how it started. And since then, as I say, we've done 300 episodes over 6 years. There's been over 50 interviews with, I can't even begin to tell you, some people who I idolised as a child. And one of the latter interviews was with Jimmy Greenough, Do It For Your Mum and Dad. And after numerous attempts and a little bit of persistence, my wonderful son, Charlie, accessed via a friend an hour with Jimmy in his living room. And it may be that that particular thing was the pinnacle of my podcast life, who knows, but it somehow felt like it. And within those 50 interviews, I can't even begin to tell you the absolute pleasure and magic of interviewing in person people like Willie Donaghy, sitting in humble Accrington Stanley's training ground with Willie's match of the day tone going off in the middle of the episode. Going to meet Lou Macari as he dragged bin bags to take down to the refuse tip and put in the back of his car at his original Macari Centre for the homeless. And Lou taking me round and laughing and joking and playing with the people who lived in the Macari Centre. If ever there was a human being who deserves recognition and who probably doesn't want it, it's Lou Macari for what he's done in the humble city that I came from. What a wonderful time that was. And if all that ever came from leader, manager, coach was that opportunity and the one with Jimmy, I'm a blessed guy.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro course. Access now at patreon.com/leadermanagercoach.
I don't want to bore you, but I've interviewed so many people from the world of football. Keith Mayer, Liverpool coach, dear friend. The amazing giant of a man, ex-Manchester City, ex-England, unbelievable coach, wonderful player, Joe Corrigan. Another of my heroes, invited me into his home, sat me down, forgot to give me the coffee that his wife had left for him and probably got told off for it, Dennis Smith. We got two episodes out of that, one on playing and one on management. What a guy. Authentic and genuine through and through. Thank you, Dennis. In the early days, sitting on a service station somewhere in the Midlands with the humble but amazing, amazing coach educator, Steve Rutter. Thank you, Steve. And that was just the start. Driving up to Newcastle, sitting in his living room, overlooking the Tyne. England, Newcastle United goalkeeping coach, Simon Smith. The other amazing thing about this podcast is I've been able to share it with my family. I've interviewed my astoundingly successful sister, who has overcome more adversity in her life than most people can shake a stick at, and has turned that adversity into greatness. My niece, who embodied a maturity at a young age that few get to in later life. What a pleasure to have them and share with them. We've interviewed great sports scientists, Dan Abrahams, great coaches, Rich Carter, Nick Chadwick, Matt Ward, obviously we've mentioned Willie Donaghy, the fabulous Bobby Mims, a great dear friend who I spent many a time drinking coffee with and eating with in the evening, and our Bangladesh trip, the inspiring Eddie Wilecki Black. We've gone into other sports, the swimming coach Hilton Slack from South Africa, the psychologist Rob Blackburn, more football coaches, Carl Dawazian from the USA, Evan Burke, Blaine McKenna, Martin Irvin from the UK, leading the way. And I'm going to possibly miss people out and upset a few, but I don't mean to. We've also had the pleasure of mixing this beautifully colourful journey in this kaleidoscope of people and inspiration, as well as the coaches. People who support the beautiful game. Somebody who I'm proud to call a dear friend, Mark Leather, one of the best physiotherapists this country's ever produced. Not only that, he's the funniest guy I've ever met as well. The inspiring Sally Needham from Sheffield United. Abby Carrington, now I believe at Manchester United, welfare officer. David Laval, agent. Keith Hackett, world famous referee. To name a few. Ex-players, Kieran Toner, to add to the Dennis Smiths of this world. Then the Anthony Griffiths. Connor Taylor, current player. Well done, Connor. You've done some fantastic stuff. Keep it going. Josh Gordon, exceeded all expectations from his coaches. Well done, Josh. Proud to have been your coach. Nick Chadwick. Talked about you already, Nick. Player and coach. Obviously, the great Lou Macari, the great Joe Corrigan, great Dennis Smith, and the humble Willie Donaghy. We've interviewed people from other sports, as I said. Interviewed probably the greatest wicketkeeper of his time, Jack Russell. Thank you, Jack. I was so bad at my tech, we had to do the interview twice, but you allowed me to do it. You're now a world-famous artist. How many people are world-class at two things? Hardly anybody's world-class at one. People from the business world that just added a beautiful tinge to what we were trying to look at. All the things of life, of leadership, of philosophy. Catherine Llewellyn, a beautiful spiritual person. Andy Neely, Dr. Ravi, Jacqueline Wales, Kevin Hannigan. Your insights into life, your data analysis, your people understanding. All added to leader manager coach. Joe Davis, young up and coming sports psychologist. A great warrior, Dominic Teach. Doing great things with ex-aircraft pilots. Thank you, Dominic. And as you know, I've said many times, my love of books and literature shone through. And I've been allowed to indulge myself and actually push myself to become a better reader. To read and share things from The Gulag Archipelago, Jordan Peterson's Maps of Meaning, The All Blacks' Legacy, Tribe by Sebastian Younger, The Art of War, Deep Work, Bob Paisley, The Quiet Genius, amongst many, many other volumes that I've touched on. We've talked about the lives of great people, and I've indulged myself again, talking about the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, and the legacy that he left. Edson Arantes Nascimento, Pelé, possibly, probably the greatest footballer who's ever lived. J.K. Rowling, from nothing to everything. Jurgen Klopp, Chris Hughton, coach of the century, John Wooden. Great American coaches, baseball, basketball. Hayes, councilman, Hamilton, Geraghty. Dr. Pippa Grange of England. Lessons from Jack Charlton. The Life and Lessons of Jock Stein, another of my heroes. Jed Davis and his amazing work on football coaching. Jay Martin, Anson Dorrance, football coach. Lessons from the great football club Glasgow Celtic. We've dived heavily into rugby union. Stuart Lancaster's 30 leadership secrets. The philosophy of Eddie Jones. The All Blacks and the groundbreaking Saracens. We've dived into Marcelo Bielsa, who is the grandfather of so many great modern coaches. The work of Pep Guardiola. And we've regularly smattered leader, manager, coach with the words and the work of Jordan Peterson, Brian Johnson, and Ryan Holiday, as well as streaks of the Stoic philosophy, talking about Tom Morris's book, Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus. There's been a number of series within Leader Manager Coach that I'm quite proud of and hopefully you've really enjoyed. Leo Tolstoy's Coaching Wisdom, the words of Eknath Iaswaran, Words to Live By, and the 100 Days series from the book co-authored by Mickey Mellon, The First 100 Days Lessons in Leadership from the Football Bosses by Phil Denton and Mickey Mellon. We've talked about Roy Keane, Marcus Rashford, Gareth Southgate, and we've touched on subjects which I've allowed myself to meander through with my own learnings and my own thoughts, which you've put up with, on ego, adversity, risk, fear, stewardship, authenticity, resilience, pain, suffering, struggle, insight, truth, imposter syndrome, balance, and the hero's journey. So in those 50 plus interviews, we've hopefully had the reality of life as a coach, as a leader, as a manager, the reality of life as a player, and the realities of life outside the world of football that relate to being a great human. We've dived deeply into at least a dozen specific volumes of work. We've nailed the Stoic pillars that just give you that foundation of real life. We've talked about as many aspects as we possibly can of the beautiful game. Inside, outside, every role. I've had the blessing to share with you that lifetime change and work in Bangladesh. New country, new people, completely beautiful. I hopefully shared as much as I possibly could so you could come on that journey too. So yes, it's been a journey, but it's not about me. It's all about you. So substitute you in for me. It's a hero's journey. You start off with a dream and a vision. You've no idea where it will lead. You take one step in front of the other with faith. So maybe it's a good time to sign off. Maybe leader, manager, coach has been an example. Hopefully it will remain a resource. Maybe it will remain a touchstone. And someone, somewhere, who needs something may find exactly what it is they're looking for. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing your most valuable asset, your time. Bye-bye.